I think it's vitally important that the Town and Village Renewal Scheme is not amalgamated with the Rural Regeneration Scheme, and I'm glad today to hear the Director, Liam Ward, saying that he took it up with the Department and that it won't be amalgamated, not in the immediate future anyway, with the Rural Regeneration Scheme. I think that's vitally important for Donegal. It's vitally important for a county like ours because, you know, if you look at the Rural Regeneration, there are a few projects that has got money out of that, but there's just two or three projects around the county. If that was amalgamated, a lot of projects, especially the smaller villages, the towns and villages around the county, would lose out, because on a normal basis of a year we have about 16 projects going into town and village annually each year through the council, and we normally get funding between 10, 12, 14 of those projects. So it would be vitally important for those wee towns and villages to be able to still get that 100,000, 120,000, because a lot of those small villages, 100,000 or 120,000 plus 25% then the council put on top of that, makes a massive difference to those small areas. And if we were to lose that, I think it would be very, very detrimental for Donegal.
And you mentioned there that you're hopeful that it won't be amalgamated, at least in the short term. Is there not a concern there, though, that it still could be down the line?
Yeah, absolutely there is, but I think that's something that we need to make sure that we keep on the agenda and we keep pushing now whatever government gets on after the next general election to make sure that the Town and Village Renewal is kept as a separate funding identity and not amalgamated with the bigger projects and the Rural Regeneration, because they're all £1, £2, £3 million projects. Most areas, most small groups, most small communities are not even able to get into that place where they can attract or get funding of that type of money, where they are able to work along with the local authority to get the 100,000 or the 120,000 that's available for small works like new lights in towns and footpaths and that types of work. So it's important that we keep that on the agenda and make sure that that doesn't happen.